Okay, today I want to talk about Pirkei Avos, the minug of reciting Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, and not so much Pirkei Avos. I want to discuss some of the details of a particular minug within a minug, the minug of mentioning of beginning each parak with Kol Yisrael Yesh L'mchelik L'olam Haba Shenemar. V'yamich kulam tzadikim li'olam yirshu aretz netzer mato'ai ma'aseh yodai lehispo'er. And we conclude each parak with another ma'am chazal of Rabbi Chananya ben Akash yo'imer rotzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzakos eshel l'fi chilom t'hormit shenem ha'ashem chofetz v'ma'an tzidko yagdol t'hor v'yadir. So the question is, we'll discuss a little bit about Pirkei Avos, but the basic thing I want to focus on, why is it that we have a minhag to begin each parak with this Mishnah in Masechta? This is the Kol Yisrael is a Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, and we conclude with every single parak with the Maimer Chazal of Rabbi Chananya ben Akashya Omer. Why is every parak of Pirkei Avos sandwiched in between these two Maimari Chazal? So let's first discuss generally why. In general, do we recite Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos? Some have a minhag to say Pirkei Avos the entire summer, from Pesach all the way until Rosh Hashanah. They repeat it three times, multiple times. Some have a minhag only to say it until the three weeks. Some only Pesach and Shavuos. Where does all this come from? So there are different reasons given. The simplest reason given is because of the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar on Zayin Adar. We know Zayin Adar, but Zayin Adar, the year that he died, was on Shabbos. And Rashi says that in Parshas Vayelech Moshe, Rashi in Parshas Vayelech says that it was a Shabbos shel, I forgot the exact expression, zo of the change of guards. Rashi has a certain expression that this Shabbos, Vayelech Moshe gave over his leadership to Yehoshua. And Rashi says it was Shabbos. But first Rashi in the end in Parshas Vayelech Moshe. Okay, I don't have it here. I got it. It's in Devarim Perek Laman Al Pasik Yud Dalet. Tana, Rashi says, Vayelech Moshe Yeshua Vayisyatsu Be'oihel Moid. Devarim Perek Laman Aleph Pasik Yud Dalet. Tana, we learned, Oysa Shabbos Shel Dio Zuge Hoysa. It was a Shabbos of two peers. Nidle Reshus Mizeh V'nidne Lezeh. So Rashi explicitly says in Chumash Devarim, Parshas Vayelech, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. He gave Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudalit. Vayelech Moshe, Vyoshua, Vayisyatzvu, they stood be'oihel moit. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudalit? Pasuk Perek Lamed Aleph.
Yeah.
Pasuk Yud Dalid.
No, that's not. There's no Rashi
there?
No, not
Pasuk. Okay, I have to find the source. Somewhere in Parshas Vayelech, there is such a Rashi. I remember the Rashi.
Yeah.
There is the Rashi. Yeah. Shabbos Shel, maybe it's Nitzavim, end of Nitzavim. Look at the end of Nitzavim. Okay, Bli Neder, we'll find it. I remember learning this Rashi. There's a lot of Torah on this Rashi. Shabbos shel diyoi zuge hoysu. Shabbos of two peers. Moshe Rabbeinu gave over his authority to Yeshua. Moshe died and Yeshua took over. So from Rashi, it seems to me that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. And indeed, we have a tradition that Moshe died on Shabbos. That's one of the reasons why we say Tzidkos Chetzedek. We say three psukim of Tzidkoscha to see the Kadin, to recognize Moshe Rabbeinu died at this point in time on Shabbos. Every Shabbos we commemorate his death. Another one of the reasons why we say Ladav Hashem Rohi Lo Echsar by Shalosh Sudos is Moshe was the ultimate shepherd. Moshe was our leader. He was our shepherd. So even though Moshe died, we console ourselves. Hashem Rohi Lo Echsar. Hashem is our shepherd. Although Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer here, Moshe served as our shepherd, we have to recognize there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's our shepherd. He will take care of us. He will care for us. He will be with us. That's another reason we mention reference to Moshe. There's a minhag. We do not say good Shabbos after we say Daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, because we're in Avelus. And just like an Avelus is not allowed to be Makabel, greet someone, or you're not allowed to, greet someone, so too we accept upon ourselves a minor form of Avelus. We do not greet other people with the expression good Shabbos after we Daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, especially if it's past Mincha Ketan, if you Daven Mincha later in the day. If you Daven Mincha at 1 o'clock, then already not everyone agrees that it's not proper to say good Shabbos. You have a whole day in front of you, but if you Daven Mincha Bizman, later in the day you don't say good Shabbos. So already three examples of mourning. We have expressions of mourning, Tzidkascha, Hashem Rohi Loi Echsar, that was instituted as the recognition that our shepherd Moshe is not here, yeah?
Did you ever see this minhag that that's
the people are machane the whole Shabbos?
No, I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing it that you don't say
the
Shabbos after
minhag.
No, this
it's
common. Yes.
I'll say you can't boast.
No, this is a very common minhag. I believe. No, this I've seen, and I've even been corrected. I say someone good Shabbos, I've been corrected a few times. You're not supposed to say good Shabbos after mincha. Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu.
But I'm saying, have you ever seen it executed?
Yes, people don't say good Shabbos after mincha. I mean,
what mincha? I go to 2 o'clock.
No, that's how I'm saying. This is only true l'chora late mincha, a mincha b'zman mincha ketana. If you die mincha 1:30, 12:45, then it's not true. It means later in the day, because Moshe died later in the day. Because there's a tradition. Moshe Rabbeinu, this last day, died on Shabbos. Rashi Kemat says it explicitly in Parshas Nitzan Vayelech, and therefore we have three different expressions of Avelus. Now, as a fourth, I'll give you a fourth example. If you daven Nusach Svard, correct me if I'm wrong, you daven Nusach Svard, the first time I daven Nusach Svard on a Friday night, I was shocked that they say in the Shemone Esrei, Yismuchu Hashemayim. Right? Yismuchu, and if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, like me, you only say that by Musaf. But if Nusach Svard, we say Yismuchu by Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, but not by Mincha. Am I correct? Is that correct?
You don't say Yismuchu
by Mincha. By Mincha.
Nusach Svard does not say Yismuchu by Mincha.
But they say it by Shachris.
Yes.
And it's said by Ma'ariv. And it's said by Musaf. So what happened to Mincha? Why did Mincha lose out?
Because of
Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe, what?
It's a different type of.
It's a very good question. There is no Avelus on Shabbos. You're not knowing Avelus Bifra Hesia. Avelus Bitsina, you are knowing. So there is a degree of Avelus on Shabbos. Avelus Bitsina.
Yeah, so why do you skip? Why do we say Tzidkascha?
That's an Avelus for Hesia. So I'm assuming the answer is there are different types of Avelus. There's Avelus for Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Avelus Yeshana. It's an old Avelus. And then there are rules of a new Avelus. A new Avelus is the intensity of the mourning. You don't see people losing sleep that Moshe Rabbeinu died. It's a different type of Avelus called Avelus Yeshana. It's an old Avelus. It's a lightweight Avelus. That type of Avelus is in practice on Shabbos. Avelus Chadosh, Rachmana Litzlan, that is, Loyaleinu, that type of Avelus is more intensified, that we don't practice on Shabbos, Bithar Hesia. So it's true. We don't practice Avelus, but there are different types of Avelus. There's Avelus for Moshe, Avelus for Yerushalayim, there's different types of Avelus. So I'll give you four examples of things that we do Shabbos afternoon to commemorate the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzidkascha, three psukim of Tzidik Hadin. We don't say if you daven Nusach Svard, you will not say Yismichu v'malchuscha, rejoice in your malchus. There is no rejoicing at this moment in time because Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter by Shabbos Mincha. We do not greet each other because we are in mourning to some degree. Shabbos Mincha. And what was the fourth thing I told you? Yismichu, good Shabbos, Tzidkascha, And in Shalosh Shudis, it's customary to say Mizma L'David Hashem Royi Loi Echsar Bina Estesha Yar Bitzeni. We focus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shepherd. Why from all of the Mizmarim do we focus? Because we console ourselves that Moshe, he was our real shepherd. He was the Royi Neman. He was the real shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer here. Hashem will be our shepherd now. Hashem will protect us, will guide us. Four.
Svardim said this one on Friday night also.
Mizmah Hashem Roy Friday night. They say Friday night. Correct. They correct. Right. Okay. Correct. But why do they, but this is another reason. Another reason why it's added into not part of the that's part of the davening. Here it's part of it's a minug of Shalosh Shudos. Part of the Shalosh Shudos. The Mizmah part of Shalosh Shudos. This is emphasized. This specific Mizmah. Four different expressions of morning dawn Shabbos afternoon to commemorate the B'tir of Moshe. All based on nothing more than a tradition that Moshe died his last day was on Shabbos, and that's really what Rashi says in Parshas Vezos Habrocha, Parshas Azinu, Letzav Vayelech, where it says that it was a Shabbos Shel Doyoy Zuge. Now, as an extension of this, we also recite Pirkei Avos. Why Pirkei Avos? What's all about? It's a very popular approach. Virtually all the Mefarshim say the same thing. A Nasi Talmud Chacham Shemes, an Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. Avelus. In fact, Talmud Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrashay Batal. There's a halacha that if a Talmud Chacham dies, his Beis Midrash is Batal. During the time of Avelus, the yeshiva is closed down as a sign of mourning. There's no learning. Because learning Pichudei Hashem is Samchei Leiv, it gives Simcha, his Mokoim, his base Medrash is Batal. The other learning, other people can learn and do things in order for the Schus, for the Neshama, they should not be Batal from Torah entirely, but his Mokoim, his Torah is Batal as a sign of mourning. The whole Torah, what?
How long is it?
The whole Shiva. We don't do this today. Today it's not done. Today you never heard such a thing where if a Rashi, Rahman al-Islam, is Nifter, so the whole Shiva is shut down for a week. It's unheard of today. There are different reasons why, but it's only done for a very exceptionally great Talmid Chachamim, but there's such a concept which appears in the Gemara. The whole Torah is called Toras Moshe, right? Moshe Emes v'Toras Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter Shabbos afternoon Mincha. Nasi Shemes. It's when Avelus, there's no learning. There's no drashos, betzibor. You don't learn heavy-duty learning. You don't learn Mishnayis. You don't learn Gemara. You don't learn anything that is involved. And in fact, in ancient times, there would be darshanim. There would be speakers that would get up and darsh the entire Shabbos. There's no drashos. The drashos cancelled. However, Chazal saw people, if you're not going to learn, what are you going to do? You're going to make trouble. If you don't learn, you get into trouble. So you got to learn something. So we want you to learn something lightweight. So Pirkei Avos, in Chazal's understanding, is a light form of learning which is not does not have the heaviness of Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Leiv, but at least you're not bottled. So it's somewhere a balance, it's a recognition that you're not allowed to learn now, but we're not on a madrega of Zman Hazel where we really feel the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know from Moshe Rabbeinu we feel his loss that we're really going to be noig avelus. And if we're not going to sit and learn and do something during this period of time, it's just going to lead to late sonus and lead to kalas roish. So Chazal are not going to let us get away with doing nothing. So you know what you do? You learn Pirkei Avos. You learn a little Musar. Musar, the ultimate Musar, is to learn some Pirkei Avos. You're learning, but you're not learning things which are going to give you it's a balance between avelus and doing nothing. This is the primary reason why we learn Pirkei Avos Shabbos Mincha. Now the difficulty with there are difficulties with this. I'll give you two examples. Why not the whole year? If this is true, why only between Pesach and Shavuos? We should do this the entire summer. We should do this in the winter. So there are many reasons given. In the winter time, it's because it's such a short day. If you're going to learn Pirkei Avos, you're not going to have time to daven. You're not going to have time for Shalosh Shudos. You're not going to have time for Oinik Shabbos. So they didn't want to institute this during the winter time. During the summer time, during the summertime, I don't know the answer. Summertime, I don't have a good answer why Tircha de Tzibur was too hard.
Say it all summer.
Different minhagim. It appears that was not the original.
In the summertime, you let your guard down.
The Iker Takana was originally instituted, it appears, between Pesach and Shavuos. Not after Shavuos is like an extension. And even those that do it after Shavuos, it was only done originally until 3 weeks, until Shavuos Betamos. It was not done until Rosh Hashanah. Today we do that. The minute do the law until Rosh Hashanah. Some do, some don't. Some don't do it altogether. Not even
Shavuos. What? That's the first time I've heard the premise.
Yeah. Avelis?
There's Avelis of Ishim on other Torah. People have Shirim, and we know that today.
Today, everything is watered down. You can't bring around. I'm telling what it says in the books. I know these are minhagim. It's a lightweight minhag. We don't do a lot of things. I don't know the answer. You're saying, girl, this is a minhag vasik. It's an ancient minhag. It's brought down by the goyim. Going back to Rav Amram goyim. Rav Mamish, this is a minhag, 1,000-year-old minhag. These are not a minhag that came about from time of Simchas. Who doesn't know from Simchas Torah? It's only 400 years old, Simchas Torah. We're dealing with saying Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos goes back over 1,000 years. From the Goyim, so it's a heavy duty minhag. We're mezalzo. The fact is, people are not as careful as they should be in focusing on Pirkei Avos. It was primarily instituted, as according to most of the commentators, as a zecher for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. We do those four things that I mentioned. This was a fifth thing that it was done. A nasi shemes. There's no learning Torah, but we don't want you to be yoshev batul mamish lagami. So we require you to keep yourself occupied by learning Musar, learning Pirkei Avos. Okay, that's just an important idea we should be aware of. Now, other commentators are not happy with this for two major reasons. First of all, as you mentioned, if that's the case, it should be true the entire year. And it's only true for 6 weeks of the year. So why only 6 weeks, not the entire year? Because you learn it's a token fulfillment of Avelis. Anyway, we're not really mourning. Moshe Rabbeinu died. We're not thinking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So doing it six times a year between Pesach and Shavuos is enough of a token fulfillment of not learning Torah, Lezecha, the Avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu, to keep us going for the entire year. Yeah? Yeah.
Some people are picking up longer periods, not just between Shavuos and Pesach.
We just said that. They learned it, the entire summer. They do learn it the entire summer. Correct. There are many minhagim in Echanan. But the most common minhag, the most basic minhag is Pesach to Shavuos. And if it's true that it's Navelus and Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on most of the year? We're not saying. So the answer is, it's a token fulfillment of Avelus. You don't have to focus the whole year on Avelus. Is enough. You say it's the Koschet Tzedek. Not every Shabbos do you say it's the Koschet Tzedek. Right? Because there's a Simcha, or it's a Chodesh Nisan. So you don't say it's Tzedek. Oh, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. So he was Nifter. We're not saying it's the Koschet Tzedek. Okay? It's not etched in stone. It's a minhag to remind us. We do it a couple times a year. It's good enough. We fulfill the token fulfillment of what this was meant to be. But there's another very major difficulty with this thesis, is that even the Rashi seems to indicate that Moshe died on Shabbos. There are many other sources that tell us that Moshe did not die on Shabbos. Moshe died on Erev Shabbos.
The reason they said.
And because Moshe wrote 13, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote on the day, it's a Fer Shachazal, on the day that he died, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. If he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, how could he be Shabbos? So what's going on? And the fact is, the Medrash makes a calculation when Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael and Sefer Yoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu died, Yoshua took over, on the 10th day of Nisan they crossed over the Yarden, they surrounded Yericho, and they had Ai, and all the battles, and we have in the Midrashim exact calendar dates and days of the week. And if you go back, it's not so hard to go backwards from Nisan, to go along back a half a month to Zion Adar, and you take the Midrashim that tell us exactly when they crossed the Yarden and when they surrounded Yericho, and when this happened, and you work only back a half a month, it comes out that Zion Adar is on Erev Shabbos. So this is a very great difficulty with all five things that we do. Why are we saying it's Koschet Tzedek? Why don't you greet your friend? Why don't you Hashem roi lo yachsar. Why are we not learning? So it's a difficulty. Okay, it's a difficulty. There are answers. Ayom arichta. It was a long day. It extended into the next day. There are a lot of different approaches, but I just want you should be aware. It's not the only reason. So why then would we say Pirkei Avos? Not coming to the end for Tzikos Chadin, Tzikos Tzedek. The other reason why we say Tzikos Tzedek, by the way, is because when you're coming, we know that on Shabbos Gehenim is closed down. Gehenim is on vacation for Shabbos. They shut down the fires. Everyone is released for Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos are all the big fights in Shul. Right? That is the time. Mitzvah Shabbos is the time to bring out your boxing gloves. If you have boxing gloves, you bring it Mitzvah Shabbos. That's when you fight who gets the daven. And this one has a yard site. And then the yard neshama yisera. If you go to a Hasidish Shul, that's the time where you get all worked up. Mitzvah Shabbos, because Gehenim is reopened. And everyone, what?
Does it reopen with a list?
We don't know what this means. We don't know. Don't ask me. I have no idea. They say that some rabbis, they don't make Havdalah until Tuesday. That way we keep Gehenim shut down until Tuesday. Listen, we don't know what these things mean. But Mitzvah Shabbos, they fire up. Right? And therefore, everyone wants to protect their relative or their one they're saying Kaddish for from those fires that are being rekindled Mitzvah Shabbos. So there's a very great urge to say Kaddish and Daven is a Shlech Tzir Mitzvah Shabbos. But guess what? The fires are already being kindled Shabbos Mincha. They're in a rush. It's like if you own a pizza store and it's Pesach. What are you thinking about? Let's be honest. If you're the owner of the pizza store and it's Achren Shal Pesach, and it's Yom Tov is over at 8 o'clock, and it's 6 o'clock, and you're the owner of the pizza store. What are you thinking about?
Like another week of vacation.
What are you thinking about at that moment in time? You're getting ready. You're getting ready for all the activity that's going to... So Shabbos Mincha already, Gehenim is getting... Is the custodians of Gehenim are getting nervous. They're getting agitated. It's time already to get ready. So we right away, Shabbos Mincha, already have to tell them, we have to say to ourselves, Oy Gevalt, soon as Mitzvah Shabbos, soon Gehenim is reopened. Tzidkos Chatzedek, we have to already prepare ourselves Shabbos Mincha with Tzidik HaDin. Nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's just a time of Din. Alright, but let's put that aside for now.
So you should have early minyan then, right?
What? No, Hailuchot Hailuchot. These are Kabbalistic and Yanim, it's not... Okay, now let's go further. Let's go a step further. So why then, if it has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu, why then would we say Pirkei Avos on Shabbos afternoon? So the other popular reason given that in ancient times, going back time of the Gaon, and most people, they didn't even know Kolim, and they didn't know Yeshivas in those days. Most people, the whole week, they worked. The people did not learn. The average man, they were Yechidim, they were Talmid, they were Chacham, but the average, the common man, did not learn Daf Yomi, did not have a Seder, a Shir here, a Shir there. It was a different type of world. When was the time when people came together to learn? They came together to learn on Shabbos. And being that most people, most the whole week, they were involved in very in mundane activities, most people were not Talmidei Chachamim. They were Yechidim, they were very great Talmidei Chachamim, but the average man was not a Talmud Chacham, it was a simple person. Shabbos was the day when the Tzibur would come together in Shul after Mincha, and the rabbi or the maggid would get up to give a drasha, and this is something Pirkei Avos is a catch-all. It's something which appeals to the average man, and therefore it became a custom that everyone should learn a little Musar, a little bit about their heritage. Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, Moshe liYeshua, and Pirkei Avos served as the perfect limud for the average man. That is how it became a custom in ancient times. It could very well be. That's why today we follow that approach. Today it's not so popular because Baruch Hashem today the standards of education are very, very high, and every child, every person learns Torah or is involved, comes to shul three times a day, people are much more involved in learning Torah, so it's not so essential that Shabbos afternoon you should sit down and learn a perek or perek yavos, when during the week you are involved in learning Torah in many ways and many forms. So we chilled out a little bit on, you know, perek yavos. That's why we focus not on the Avilus of Moshe, but we focus more on that it was originally instituted for the Amaratz. Okay, that's what. Now I really want to focus on running out of time, just what we do over here at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. This is some fascinating stuff. Why is every parak of Pirkei Avos begin with this expression, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Lo'ilam Haba? What is going on here? So one answer given is, since, let's take the approach of that it was instituted for the Ami Haratzim, people that would come only Yisrael once on Shabbos, they were very depressed. You read a parak of Pirkei Avos. You read about all the beautiful midos. You learn about the high standards the Torah has for the average man, and the average person cannot reach those levels of spirituality. So the first thing we tell them is, don't worry. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba. It was a nechama to the average Am Haaretz that came to shul Shabbos afternoon, even though he's ignorant, he's not. Cannot fulfill what it says in the Mishnayos. Don't worry. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelik la'olam haba. Okay, that's a very simple, bland reason given. But I saw a powerful, very, very fascinating reason that it's really a mistake. How did it happen? Incredible. I saw two of the early commentators say exactly the same thing. What happened in a year when Acharon Shel Pesach is on a Friday? Acharon Shel Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. I take it back. Shvi Shel Pesach. I'm sorry. Shvi Shel Pesach is on a Friday in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, what do they do in Eretz Yisrael? So then Acharon Shel Pesach is a regular Shabbos. You lane Parshas Hashavua. You lane Shmini, whatever the Parsha is, in Golos, Mechutz Liaretz, it's Sfeika the Yoma, so it's Yom Tif. So you're going to lay in the Kriya of Kol HaBachar. You're going to lay, well, it's Shabbos, so you're going to Aser to Aser. You're going to lay in the... Okay, so we all know the stories, then there's a catch-up the whole summer until Matas Naseh, or until Bahar B'chukosai, whatever it is, until they catch up. There's going to be a catch-up game that we're always going to be laying on Shabbos, a different parasha, until we reach a certain point where in Eretz Yisrael they're going to lay in one parasha, and we're going to lay in two parashas to catch up. Okay, fine. But there's another problem. What about the Perkei Avos? Fascinating. How many weeks now will there be between Pesach and Shavuos? They're going to be 7 weeks. Normally there are only 6 Shabbosos. There are 7 weeks, right? Shiva Shabbosos Tmimos. Yes, but you normally pass through how many Shabbosos? So you normally pass through 6. You pass through 6 perfect Perkei Avos. There are 6 right. Parakim. So you say one Perek per Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuos. There are 7 weeks, but you pass over 6 Shabbosos. So each Shabbos corresponds to one Perek. But in Eretz Yisrael that particular year, when the calendar works out, that Shvi is on Friday, and then the next day is Gan Shabbos. That particular year, they're going to be Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Mamish. So then, if they're going to start saying Pirkei Avos right away, they're going to be ahead by one Shabbos, and we're going to be behind one Shabbos, and they're going to be stuck when they finish 6 Shabbosos. They're going to have one Shabbos left, and what are they going to do? What are they going to do on that last Shabbos? You're not going to make them say all 6 again on one Shabbos. What are they going to do? They're not going to say the second parak again. So they will misaki. This was the original takana. We're going back from the time of the Goinim. Okay, we're not dealing with a minig that's only 50 years old. We're dealing with a minig that goes back 1,000 years old. The minig was they would learn parak, this parak in Masechta Sanhedrin. This is a Mishnah parak chelek. It's a sugya. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba shenev v'yamech kulam tzadikim l'olam yusharetz netzem atoyin. And the Gemara there goes on this, and there's a whole number of dafim and mishnayos and sugyos that are all divri agada. They all relate to the idea of olam haba and yemos hamashiach, which fits into the theme of acharon shel pesach. It fits into the theme of Shabbos chalamoid pesach. We at least lead about Tchias HaMesim. The Haftarah is the Atzomos HaYaveshos in Yecheskel. It relates everything about, in this Perek Chelik, relates to Yemos HaMashiach, which fits very much into the theme of what Achron Shel Pesach is about in Golus. So this is what they did. And it's similar to Pirkei Avos. The whole reason why they learned Divrei Agada, whether it's Avelos from Moshe Rabbeinu, or whether it's because you want to teach the Talmid Chacham, you want to teach the Amoratzim. But we got a problem this year. We have 7 weeks, not 6 weeks. So we have to supplement the Pirkei Avos with more Divrei Agada. So what was the supplement? It was Perek Chelek in Masechta Sanhedrin, which began with Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelel Maba. Keep on going. Don't stop here. You have to go to this Mishnah and keep on going. It tells you exactly where to go. You have to go through a whole bunch of Mishnayis. That's what they read the first Shabbos. What happened over time? They forgot the real reason. Again, corrupt. In the original Sidurim, that was the beginning of the printing of Sidurim. When they first formalized the Sidurim, they had that came first, and then came Pirkei Avos, and they got confused. What's this doing here? And they forgot the original reason that it was a supplement in the year when there was a difference between the discrepancy between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Li'aretz, and they had a supplement. It got corrupt, it got confused, and they used to say this as the Haskalah to every single parak. So it's really a corruption of what the original Takana was. This is pretty much documented. We do this, it's a mistake. You can say it's not, you say it's something of significance, but there's a very popular approach that this is nothing more than a mistake. Now, what about the end? Why do we conclude with Rechanan and Akasha, Ratzach, Shul, Zach, Shul, Shibah, Hirtar, Mitzvahs? So, they used to say Kaddish after the Darshan. This was said publicly. They say today, those they say Pirkei Avos? I never saw a shul they say Pirkei Avos together. They give a shir? I'm talking about, but have you ever gone to a shul? Anyone gone to a shul where after they finish Mincha, they actually sit down and they say Pirkei Avos? Yeah. And then someone says Kaddish? Yeah?
I do it.
You do it. So you read it, and then when you finish,
give a shir.
And then when you go through the whole parak, and then when you finish, you say, you have to say Kaddish. You say, oh, so then people lose that. You give a daf gemara, you learn a tzeis and a sivis, you learn shulchan aruch, you also can say a kasha on it, and you begin a kasha. Now, so the question is, why in the world would you want to do that? So the truth is, there's a steer in the Rambam. There's a Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, the Rambam in Yad Chazaka. The Rambam says, one place the Rambam says that after the gemara says, that why is the Olam Niskayim? Because of Yehei Shmei Rabo, and the Yehei Shmei Rabo of the Kaddish of the Rabban of Agoda. Let me tell you very quickly, I'm not going to keep you very quickly. The Kaddish, the Rabbanon, the Olam is Niskayim on, it's a famous Gemara. The Isa Shan, Gemara Saita. The klala, the curse, every day gets greater and greater. The agadita. So what's agadita? Rashi says, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mevorech Sho'inim Achar Hagodo, Shehadar Shedoresh Barabim, Bechol Shabbos, Hoyunoy Hagim Kach, this refers to Pirkei Avos, Vesham Hoyunikbatsim Kolam Lishmai Lufi Sho'eina Yom Shomolacha. So according to Rambam says, that's why whenever you finish learning something, you learn a Mishnah Gemara, you have to learn with Divrei Agada, and you have to say, in order to be permitted to say Kaddish, Dirabonon, you have to conclude with Divrei Agada. Because the Gemara says, Ayehei Shmei Rabba De'agadita. So Mishnayis don't qualify for Agada. So you have to say Amar Abichanim Akashia Agada. Horotzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos Es Yisrael Lefichim Em Torah Mitzvos. Problem is the Rambam, the Feirish in the Yad Chazaka says you can say Kaddish Rabbanon after you finish learning. You don't need Agadata. You don't need Agadata. Just say Kaddish Rabbanon. Anything you finish learning, just say you learn Kiddush Shacharich. You say Kaddish Rabbanon, you don't need Zeras whatsoever, Stira. So to make a long story short, a beautiful interpretation, that the Rambam learns Agadata Hey, let me ask a very simple question. Isn't the whole Pirkei Avos Agadata?
Right.
Agadata. Everything is Agadata. So why do I have to be mashim and chayim nekashia with another mime of Agadata when the whole mission is Agadata? So the Rambam learns Agadata doesn't mean Agada. Agadata means, he doesn't like we translate Agadata. It means to bring together Aguda. To bring together a statement, a Torah Shebal Peh, extracted from the Torah Shebichsaf. It's an incredible interpretation. Never, something totally new to me. In other words, when you learn most Mishnayos, you learn a Mishnah, even a Mishnah of Agadata. What's the Makar? When you ever talk to a Yeshiva She'olam, they always say, who says this? I once spoke somewhere in a real Yeshiva She'olam place, real heavy duty. I said, who does it say this? Who says this? What's you saying this? You can't say this. You have to have a makar. What's the makar? If you don't tell them it's a Britska Roth, forget it. You're out. What's the makar? Most of the Mishnayos, whether it's Agada or Halacha, have no source. Every Mishnah, I'll take a look. Rabbi Yochanan san loimer kol kinesiyah shi l'shem shmaim soifel hiskayim. V'sh'ein l'shem shmaim ein sela. What does it say this? What's the makar? There's no makar. It's a svara. But there are Maimori Chazal, where Chazal derived from a Pasuk. In order to say Kaddish, you have to have a statement of Chazal that is rooted in a Pasuk. The Torah Shebal Peh is Aguda. Yeah. It's Aguda in a Pasuk.
But the Kol Yisrael would fit that definition.
What? Kol Yisrael, oh, Ein Achrami. That's a one statement. That will be valid. But just because you learn Mishnayos and the Mishnayos are Agoda, that's not enough to say Kaddish the Rabbanon. The Gemara says Ayehei Shmei Rabba de Agadita. Rashi learns Ayehei Shmei Rabba de Agadita means a Maimer of Agoda. According to Rashi, you can say Kaddish. According to Rashi, you can say Kaddish when you learn a Mishnah that's Agoda. The old Pirkei Avos. You don't need to do anything further than learn a word of Agoda and say Kaddish. According to Rashi, if you learn Halacha, you can't say Kaddish. Because that's not what the Gemara says.
Right,
the Rambam, according to this interpretation of the Rambam learns no one. The Gemara says, Heshem Rabbi Agadah doesn't mean Agadah. It means a statement of Torah Shebal Peh.
Qualifies.
Exactly. It must be. Because you're mafsik. It's a hefsik. You have to say it directly after you make a statement of Agadah. The reason why, that's a different reason why I say it. That's what we said from the mistake. But when you finish, you learn all these Mishnayos, very nice. This is Divrei Agadah. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in order to say Kaddish Derabbanan, you have to combine together Torah Shebal Peh with Torah Shebichsav. How do you do that? Everything is all now, but not everything is connected. Most of the Mamori Chazal, the entire Shas, are Svaris. Tanoim, Amoraim are saying things which they think is correct. It's based upon basic sources, but it's not directly linked. It's not directly agudo to a pasuk and to a text. Therefore, if you have a halachic statement which concludes with a shenemar, that's also good. So that answers the stira in the Rambam. The Rambam, on the one hand, says that you have to say it only after divrei agada. On the other hand, the Rambam also says you can say it after divrei halacha. The Rambam doesn't mean agada to mean divrei agada. It means it has to be connected, linked, rooted to a pasuk. Therefore, that's why you conclude, you learn all of these Mishnayos. Beautiful, they're Mishnayos, but the Mishnayos are not rooted in Psukim. They're Svaros. Even though these are Mishnayos that deal with Divrei Agada homiletics. That's why you must conclude with a Maimer Chazal that's rooted in a Pasuk. Omar Amicham Nekashio, Rod Zakash Baruch, Luzakos Es Yisrael Lefikach, Her Beluchem Tar Mitzos. It's a beautiful homiletic sermon. But I have a proof to this. This Torah Shebal Peh is Aguda. It's connected to a pasuk Shenemar, Hashem Chofetz L'man Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'yadir. So it's a fascinating, therefore that is why since typically this was indeed, what? It's not enough. You have to have both. Aguda means Torah Shebal Peh. Connected. Hashem Chavetz Man to Yad Rabbi Adir.
Maybe
there's another. Yeah.
And without
without giving any.
No, you have to say the whole statement.
If there's a learning, only there's a
without giving a learning.
Okay, so this is no. Pasuk is that you have to aguda. When the Gemara says the yisod is the point is there's a Gemara, the Gemara is the oilam and the sky, my yehei shmem da agata, a novel interpretation of agadata. Agadata does not mean divrei agada homiletics. It means words that bring together Torah shebal peh with Torah shebichsav. Any statement of Chazal that is a Torah shebal peh statement, which is connected, rooted to a pasuk in the Torah shebichsav, that is called agada, and that is why the Mishnayis, although they're all divrei agada, it's not enough to say the Kaddish. We have to have the statement, and out of this comes the Minhag HaOlam. Whenever you learn the Daf Gemara, it's not enough just to learn the Daf Gemara, unless the Daf Gemara actually quotes a statement of Chazal and Shneamar. But this is a definite fulfillment of what Chazal had in mind, and that's why you have to conclude the drasha with this statement. Okay, have a nice day.